and we're back.
Okay, here we go.
Wakey, wakey.
What day is it?
Tuesday.
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 Good morning. Are you awake?
Good morning, sir. Well,
good morning to you, too.
That's what I want to see first thing in the morning.
I'm glad you're here. Good morning.
Let's do our best to make a good first impression.
Time for my favorite show.
We proudly present this show.
It's Tuesday.
Showtime.
Boston's greatest hits.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show for a Tuesday morning. Pleasant morning out there. And how's everyone doing on this fine Tuesday morning?
Oh, it's lovely. Yesterday was so nice. I stayed indoors all day.
Excellent. Good to hear. Okay. Well, we have a new member of the royal family this morning. It's quite an exciting day in London yesterday. Cute family.
Very cute family.
And she's pretty amazing. Kate Middleton.
No, she's not.
You don't think so?
No, I'm very torn about the whole thing.
Oh, that's not the right terminology.
I don't know what to say about a woman who, after 7 hours after having a baby, walks out looking that good, wearing nylons and high heels. We have to discuss this. We have to break it down later because I feel like I'm speaking for all women here when I say that ain't right. That ain't right. It ain't right.
But if you think about it, it's only the last 100 years that women have babies in hospitals.
That's true. You know. That's true.
Yeah, but still, they were not getting up and putting on pantyhose and high heels and a perfectly ironed dress.
She did look good.
Well, don't you think there's a possibility that she does have a little help?
Yes, she does. I understand that, but I do think that... I think it's kind of like a disservice to women everywhere.
Okay, but so we'll have that coming up for you a little after 7 o'clock this morning here. Now, let me see other things we got coming up. We're going to do a win a grand in 60 seconds coming up about 10 minutes till 6 this morning. We got your dirty laundry update, which we will cover more of the royal family and all that sort of thing here. And tough day in Toronto yesterday, and as well as the Bruins lost last night, and the Celtics play tonight, and we have all of this coming. Oh, by the way, Gronk is out. Just big news. I thought I'd pass that. Not Gronk the football player.
Oh, God.
Gronk the racehorse.
Yeah.
He's out of the Derby. Okay, we got all this coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
We would love to give away $1,000 in cash. And now a warm welcome for our contestant on Win a Grand in 60 Seconds this morning. Please welcome Vivian Gotti, who is from Medford, Massachusetts. Good morning, Vivian. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Great, thanks. And how's the Gotti family?
We're all doing well, thank you.
Can you tell us exactly where you are? Are you still in that witness protection program that's going on right now? No comment. Okay, now here's what's going to happen, Vivian. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions during a span of 1 minute, 60 seconds. You'll hear the clock ticking in the background, clocking down to the buzzer. If you can answer all 10 questions correctly within 60 seconds, we give you $1,000 in cash. It's really very, very simple. If you don't know the answer to the question, simply say pass, move on as fast as you can. We get through them all. We have time left. We come back. We pick up the ones you missed. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
True or false, brown cows make chocolate milk?
False.
Slippery When Wet is a famous album by what band?
I'm sorry, what else? Pass.
In the TV show Friends, what is Chandler's last name?
Pass.
Which fast food restaurant serves the Whopper?
Burger King.
If you were to list them alphabetically, which of Santa's reindeer would come first?
Donner. Listen.
What country was the first to use the metric system? Canada, France, or Iceland?
Iceland.
Heathrow is an international airport in what city?
England.
What is Barbie's full name?
Okay.
How many meters are in a hectometer?
8.
What is George W. Bush's wife's name?
Barbara. Oh.
Slippery When Wet is a famous album by what band?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. According to my calculations here, you were successful in 1, 2, 3, 4. So, let's review, LBF.
Well, it's good news that you know that brown cows do not make chocolate milk. They make chocolate ice cream.
Everybody knows
Slippery
that.
When Wet is a famous album by Bon Jovi. Chandler's last name in Friends is Bing. You got Blitzen right. Do a quick with Donner and then Blitzen. The country the first to use the metric system is France. Heathrow's international airport is in London. Barbary's full name is Barbara Millicent Roberts. There are 100 meters in a hectometer, and George W. Bush's wife's name is Laura.
But for you, a fine consolation prize this morning. A pair of tickets. Oh, I think you're going to like this a whole bunch. You're going to see Styx with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Wow. Even when you lose, you win
coming
here.
Coming up June 27th at Blue Hills Bank Pavilion. Congratulations. Enjoy that. By the way, tickets are on sale right now at LifeNation.com. Hey, thanks for playing the game. Have yourself a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, everybody else, if you think you got what it takes to win a grand in 60 seconds, enter and get all the details right now at WRR.com. Well, it is 6:20. That means it is officially time to use 6:20 Men from Maine, so let's get rolling this morning here.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, it's lunchtime at the sawmill when Lem walks in and sees Ephus, and we hear...
Hey, Ephus, what you got there?
Oh, this? Yeah. Why, this is a thermos.
A thermos? What's it do?
Well, it keeps cold things cold and hot things hot.
Oh, say, I gotta get me one of them.
Next day, same time, same lunchroom when we hear...
Well, say there, Lem, I see you got yourself a thermos.
Yes, I did. It's marvelous.
Well, what do you got in there, anyway?
Three hot dogs and a popsicle for dessert.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
More Lorne and Wally now on 105.7 WROR.
It's another beautiful morning out there. Gonna have some sunshine coming up today. Springtime is in the air, and it won't be long till you'll be going out and you'll be doing some of that shopping stuff to get all your summertime clothes and all that sort of thing. And now, apparently, this is a female phenomenon. Am I correct on this?
Nope.
No, it's not.
Nope. You're completely wrong.
Completely wrong on this? Okay,
yep.
What's the deal?
It's basically when you're in a dressing room and you're feeling a little, I don't know. You know, Dana Carvey was on Conan last night, and he really, Dana Carvey's awesome, by the way, and he seems to be back, so that's really exciting. But he really sums it up very well here.
Gap. I like getting in the dressing room, and the guy the other day, he goes, how's it going in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. How good or bad could it be going? It's a horror show, man. I don't know what to do with these pants.
I just got my head through the pant leg.
And then he says, how's that pant? It's always singular.
Yeah.
Going great with my pair of sock, you moron.
Dana. And now, you know what, Stephen Colbert was talking about Kate Middleton having her baby, and this was his take.
Congratulations to Kate Middleton. I'm sure it was exhausting. I hope you're staying in bed for some well-deserved... Oh, my God, she's already left the hospital. How does she look that good? She looks better than I do. I gotta have a baby. The Palace announced... The baby weighs just over 8.5 pounds, which is $12 in American money.
Okay. Hey, coming up, we're going to have the Hank Has No Fear report. Hank is the one guy I know is not afraid to buy anything you... Okay, wait. There's only one thing Hank buys new, insists on buying new.
Yep.
And we'll explain what that is coming up. And we'll tell you about his latest new purchase coming up in just minutes right here, WROR. In the meantime,
the Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. So yesterday, I get a text from Hank, and he bought this incredible, got a great deal on this grill. And so we're talking about Hank buys so many used things, and he always gets these great deals. And he says, there's just one thing I can never buy used, and you never.
What do you think? What do you think I wouldn't buy used?
Shoes.
No, I've bought used shoes.
Oh my god!
Okay,
that's one of the things I suggest you don't. But I really hit him up with a lot of Lysol.
Okay. I'd say hats.
Wow. Yeah, hats. I would never buy a hat used.
You wouldn't?
No. I wouldn't buy a mattress used either.
No, I wouldn't buy a used mattress either.
Yeah,
a bathing suit.
No, I wouldn't buy a bathing suit. Bike shorts though.
That's messed up. I would buy a bathing suit. You at least have chlorine on your side.
Well, you know the thing is I wear underwear with my bike shorts. Brian doesn't, so that's why he wouldn't.
It's also kind of weird.
Yeah, well, okay.
It defeats the purpose of the shorts.
It gives me a little extra cushion, though.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I see that. That's all very interesting.
Yeah. The one thing I would not, I definitely would not buy
but
underwear.
But you do like buying, you like getting free things and buying things on discount.
I go to Goodwill, you know, and I've gotten a lot of good deals on like exercise bikes that I use as clothes racks
in
my house because you can tell by looking at me, I don't ride them.
Okay, so what's the one specific thing you would never, ever buy?
Oh, absolutely, just underwear. I just could not fathom. I mean, Moon bought Salty Brine's underwear at our Lorna Wally Yard
sale. Yeah, but that was celebrity underwear.
Well, you know, that's a good point.
I mean, do you run across a lot of used underwear?
Well, not a lot.
Would you buy used women's underwear?
You want to know what?
Now, wait, that's a completely different category.
You know why that's different? On eBay anymore. You know why that's different? Because it's so expensive. I guess with a nice dry clean, maybe I could convince my wife. Well, no, probably not.
Okay.
Just asking.
Okay.
No.
And you're asking for a friend, I'm sure.
Right.
Okay. Well,
but you know what?
You very much.
If I come across on any, what size are you?
No, okay. I'm all set.
Are you also, you're good to go on
I'm
that?
I'm all set.
Yeah, well, last night
I sell them.
I got my great big grill. I got a free Vermont Castings grill on Craigslist last night. The only problem, it weighs like 200 pounds, Lou and Top, and I could barely put it in the
truck. That's amazing. Amazing. Okay.
Think I should clean it first before I grill?
How big is it? Like, how much do you think it weighs?
It weighs about 190 pounds.
Well, that's heavy.
How many burners?
It's got 5 burners.
Oh, okay. Wow. No, you don't have to worry about cleaning it because it gets so hot, it'll kill anything that's in there.
Oh, good, because I hate cleaning.
I'd put my used underwear on that, as a matter of fact.
Okay. Wow, that is hot.
Okay, so this is a big challenge. Oh, man, tough night in Toronto.
You know what? The Bruins played pretty well, but not as well as the Maple Leafs. They got a war on their hands. The Sox are in Toronto, yes, but the Bruins lost to the Leafs 3-1 in Toronto last night. The series going to Game 7 tomorrow night at the TD Garden. Mitch Marner broke a 1-1 tie with 6:25 left in the second period. Jake DeBrusque had the only Bruins goal. This was a great matchup of goaltenders, but unfortunately for the Bruins, the Leafs' Frederick Anderson and his 32 saves, a little bit better than Tuukka Rask and his 27. The Celts and the Bucks, they play Game 5 of their opening round playoff series tonight at the Garden. Series tied at 2 games apiece. Tip-off at 7. Home team has won all 4 games. Red Sox off yesterday. They're in Toronto tonight trying to snap their 2-game losing streak. Rick Porcello against Jay Happ. Tom Brady's agent, this was big yesterday, Don Yee, says the TB12's intentions have not changed. He intends to play this year and into his mid-40s or until he's no longer playing at a championship level. No word from Gronk, but I imagine that Gronk probably slept in his new Monster Energy Supercross uniform last night.
Probably
playing with his trucks yesterday, so he was probably busy. And Gronkowski, the horse, will not be running in the Kentucky Derby after coming down with a fever. Gronkowski, the football player, did buy a minority stake in the horse recently. Maybe a little bit too premature, too.
Yeah, really.
The horse, you know, this is like art imitating life.
Exactly.
You know, thing is hurt. That's a look at sports.
Okay, thank you very much. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so the Celts are playing tonight. This is really a big game. So we thought this would be the appropriate bellbuster.
Yeah, Jeff wanted to give his son Nate some Celtics tickets for his birthday. So I call Nate as an automated telephone line. Would you like to speak to an operator?
Oh, my God, yes. That'd be awesome.
Speaking to an operator will void your ticket voucher.
What? No.
Do you want to continue claiming your prize?
Yes. I'm trying to talk to an operator, but I don't want to talk to an operator because it would void my thing. So can you just give me the ticket? How do I get the ticket?
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Hello. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
I heard from Jeff, and he's a good dad. He got his son, Nate, some Celtics tickets for his birthday.
Cool.
Really?
Cool.
That's a cool thing, right?
Yep.
But he thought, gee, just giving him Celtics tickets, that's kind of boring. What if we did a little Brian Bellbuster to give him the tickets?
Nice.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call Nate as one of those horrible automated phone lines.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
And we'll see how he deals with an automated phone line to win his tickets.
Hello?
Congratulations, Nate. You have won Celtics tickets. To claim your tickets, please press 1.
What?
Congratulations. You have won Celtics tickets. To claim your prize, answer these simple Celtics questions.
Okay.
Who wore number 33 for the Boston Celtics?
Oh, 33, Larry Bird.
I'm sorry, we were looking for Larry Bird.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, I said Larry Bird.
Correct, Larry Bird. To continue to claim your prize, please press 1. Congratulations. You have won Celtics tickets. To claim your prize, please answer this simple trivia question.
I already answered a simple trivia
question. What Boston Celtics player had left knee surgery on April 12, 2006?
Are you kidding me? I'm not sure.
Please answer this simple trivia question.
Look, I'm not sure.
You have answered Wally Szczerbiak. You are correct.
What? No, I wasn't sure of that. Okay, yeah. Wally.
Congratulations! You have won Celtics tickets. To continue claiming your prize, please answer this simple question.
Jeez.
My favorite Boston Celtics...
Can I talk to an operator?
You have said operator.
Yeah.
Would you like to speak to an operator?
Oh my God, yes. That'd be awesome.
Speaking to an operator will void your ticket voucher.
What? No.
Do you want to continue claiming your prize?
Yes, claim the prize.
To claim your prize, please answer this simple question. My favorite Celtic player on the current roster is...
Kyrie Irving.
I'm sorry. We were looking for Al Horford.
Wait, I don't know who's your favorite player is. Who's my favorite player? You're a robot.
Who are you calling a robot? You have selected to void your ticket voucher. If this is correct,
I'm not calling
press
a robot.
1.
I'm trying to talk to an operator, but I don't want to talk to an operator because it would void my thing. So can you just give me the ticket? How do I get the ticket?
Congratulations. You have won Celtics tickets.
Well, I don't know if I have. It sounds like I've won Celtics tickets, but it sounds like I haven't. What the f***?
Now, Nate, please don't get excited.
No, I love the Celtics.
Congratulations. You have won Celtics tickets.
Did I win or not?
To claim your prize, please tell us your favorite radio station.
What?
Don't you have a favorite radio station, Nate?
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Is this a friend? Is this Lauren and Wally Morning Show?
You have selected Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Hey, Nate, you're absolutely correct.
No way!
The Lauren and Wally Show is your favorite show, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, man, you guys had me going. Wait, so I did win or I didn't win?
Your dad, Jeff, got a hold of us and wanted to give you a Brian Bell buster. This is Brian Bell from Lauren and Wally. And your dad actually has Celtics tickets for you for your birthday, but he wanted to have a little fun with you first.
Oh, no way.
You don't have to press any buttons.
Oh, I was getting so frustrated.
Maybe just call your dad and, get a nice happy birthday from him, okay?
Oh, okay. Cool.
Thanks for listening to Lauren and Wally and WROR.
Oh, man, you guys got me. Thanks.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
So Kate Middleton, she has her third baby yesterday. And the amazing thing, and I remember this this distinctly yesterday, because it was about 8:30, 8:45, something like that, when we found out that she had gone to the hospital to make the delivery.
But she'd gone to the hospital very early in the morning, difference. And then she had the baby at about 8 o'clock, like probably around 6 in the morning
to
7.
Yeah.
Then we get the announcement at like 8.
The town crier and all that kind of stuff. And then NLB said to me, she says, well, you know, this one will come fast because this is number 3. But what is really astonishing is how fast she left the hospital after having the baby. And, you know, I know this. Women are so incredible, because if this were me, you know, I'd probably have to go home 3 days afterwards in an ambulance. But
that's usually you stay about 2 days. And if you have a C-section, you stay about 5. And then you never know what's going to happen, because there can be complications and infections and all that other stuff. But the fact of the matter is that maybe it's not particularly surprising that she left the hospital so quickly, because as Hank pointed out that, you know, she probably has like an entire staff at the palace, and she does. But that's not even the worst part of it all. The worst part of it all is that she was not only out of the hospital 7 hours after she had an 8-pound, 7-ounce baby, but she was in full makeup, a perfectly ironed dress, high heels, and pantyhose.
She looked pretty hot.
Oh my God. That's really? Weird. Well, really.
Those are the rules.
Those are the rules?
The royal rules.
The royal rules.
If you're going to be a royal, those are the rules.
You got to do that.
Honest to God, if I were Meghan Markle right now and saw that, I would be like, you know what, Harry?
It was
so nice knowing you, but I'm all set.
Well, hang on.
Who can live up to that?
How fast can people do this sort of thing? We got Helen is online. Hey, Helen, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Okay, so what's your birthing story here, Helen?
So I had a baby, and then 19 months later I had twins, and I went home by dinner time after I had my twins. I had them at 4 in the morning and 5 in the morning.
What did you What did you make for dinner?
Oh, my God. Well,
I was ready to go home. I was fine. The babies were fine. I knew what to do. My husband was home with me.
You knew what to do? Did you have twins before?
No.
I had a baby. I had a toddler. And in full disclosure,
all the more reason not to go home.
Wow. Did your husband put up a fight?
No, actually, he was more than happy to have me come home. Going back and forth to the hospital was more of a hassle than coming home.
Oh.
Wow, that's amazing.
I would have sent the twins home with him and stayed for the food.
You take care of the kids. I'm going to stay here at the hospital for a couple of weeks, you know?
You're a superwoman. I admire you.
You're great.
So I have to tell you, full disclosure, I'm a nurse midwife myself, and I'm healthy and well. And when I had my babies, I was as well educated as could be. I knew what to do. I was close to the hospital. I didn't live far.
There you go.
And I was well prepared. And Kate Middleton was very well prepared and had easy, healthy labors and births. And there's really no reason why somebody who's healthy, if she's got someone at home with her, can't go home. So to me, I just couldn't wait to go home.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, thanks for calling. Have a great day today.
Thank you.
Okay, you bet. Bye-bye. Okay, Chickie's in line. What's up with you, Chickie?
That was nothing. Nothing. I had a little bambino at home. Came home, put the short dress on again, put my wedgies on, hit the road with the two kids in the carriage, and off I went. Forget about it. It's nothing.
You're a monster, Chickie.
Yep, you are. You are. You are an animal.
I am.
An animal.
Yeah, no kidding. I just did that stupid marathon in the rain. Chicken.
Oh, you did?
What?
Oh,
man.
Were you pregnant, though?
Yeah.
You have a baby
at
mile 15?
Because
if you didn't, then you know what? I'm not interested.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling.
Hi,
great
Chickie.
Day. Okay. So, Diane, how about you?
I went into labor at, it was probably about 10:45. I went into labor. And the father of the baby got all nervous, called an ambulance. We're flying down the road, the highway, the head started showing. They're running down the hall with me. They put me in, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, she's got time. And then I delivered the baby 11:39 at night, and they discharged me at 6 in the morning.
But were you wearing heels when you left the hospital?
No.
Wow.
Not at all.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, and it's crazy because 10 days later I had to bring him to the hospital because he looked a little red.
Oh, God.
They didn't get all the mucus out of him. So I picked his nose and pulled out this big booger, and he was fine.
So gross. Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing this morning.
Okay.
And enjoy your breakfast, okay?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Goodbye. Oh. My. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, coming up next. Now, you think these medical stories are amazing. The medical update continues because yesterday they announced on the Johns Hopkins in Baltimore that last month they successfully completed the world's first total genitalia replacement. Total. This guy was injured in Afghanistan, and they put a whole new package on him from a donor. And we have
who's the donor?
Well, it was a corpse.
Okay.
And so,
wow.
We have the appropriate related Men from Maine episode, and that's coming up next right here at WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so, Lovey, what do you think about the transplant here?
Well, I wanted to call in and say that's a real donor, and we appreciate that.
Nice.
You guys have a nice day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. All right. Good morning.
Good morning. That red dress was delivered to the hospital 2 weeks ago by the Royal Queeness. She had people waiting for her to do her hair and her makeup when she came out. She took off the heels as soon as she got in the car to come home.
I think you've hit it right on the head.
Furthermore, just recuperating from childbirth, I'm still recuperating. My son is 40.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, now it is time for the Men from Maine, and this is the entire package transplant story and the related Men from Maine episode, everybody. So here we go at 7:20.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Doc Snyder gets a visit from local farmer Stutter and Sam Stillwater, and we hear...
So, Stutter and Sam, what seems to be the problem?
Well, you gotta help me, Doc, with this stuttering.
Well, let's give you an exam and see if we can figure it out. You get undressed.
Okay.
About 20 minutes later, Doc has reached a prognosis, and we hear...
Well, Stutter and Sam, I think I figured out your problem.
What's that, Doc?
Well, your hoo-ha is way too big, and it's pulling on your vocal cords. But there is a radical procedure we can do.
What's that?
Well, we can take your way too big hoo-ha and replace it with a much shorter hoo-ha.
Oh, boy.
In a mere 3 weeks, Stutter and Sam returns for his post-op appointment with Doc Snyder. He bursts into the office and we hear...
Oh, Doc, I can't believe it. I don't stutter no more. I feel great. I only got one question, though. What did you do with my way too big hoo-ha?
None of your business.
Join us again for another thrilling episode of Exciting Adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Okay, so LB says to me, is there any profession that you think you find makes that person seem to be more attractive when it comes to women? And I think maybe there's a perception that goes way back, you know, like firefighters, male firefighters.
So for men, there's certain jobs that
make, right,
you know, the more attractive to women.
More attractive
and for women,
to women.
There are
right.
jobs that, you know, make and men, you know, like them more.
I can't think of a job, although maybe nurses. I don't know, because maybe it's that nurturing thing.
Do you really
like
your women to have jobs?
Oh, wow. Talk about shade.
Wow.
I'm just asking for a friend. Anyway, there is a list of jobs for men and women that make you more attractive. And I have the list here. Now, I was asking also Hank and Brian, do you have any guesses of what's on this list? And Hank, what did you say?
I said medical doctor.
Okay.
I had this 38-year-old woman who was a medical doctor one time. Oh, my God. She was
What kind of doctor?
General practitioner.
Oh, okay.
She saw some of my parts, though.
Okay. Really?
Okay. I won't tell you what
Brian
once.
Bell?
Wow. How about welder? Is welder on there?
No, but that like in Flashdance.
I know.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
What you a mean feeling. A welder with a side job.
Maybe.
No, I was thinking, I'm like, I don't know, like jobs for me, for guys, like I love a construction worker type because they're very useful.
Yeah.
I also like police because they have the uniform and I kind of like authority.
What about Indian chief?
Really?
I'm pretty sure you're going to date the village people.
And I also like a guy in a suit though. Like, so if he's in a suit in some way, shape or form. Anyway.
That's kind of a uniform.
Yeah, kind of. All right. So the top five most attractive jobs a woman can have. For a man. Hairdresser, because they're always so good looking. Hairdressers, my hairdresser, Jamie Lynn from Salon Capri, oh my God, she's so good looking. Nurse, so a medical professional.
Okay, yeah, medical
lawyer,
professional.
Entrepreneur, and teacher.
Teacher.
Teach me.
Yeah, I know that Van Halen song.
Yeah.
Five most attractive jobs men can have for women. Any guesses for you guys? I'm just throwing
not
it out
clue.
There.
Not a clue. I mean, really,
radio
not a clue.
Host?
No, that's funny. Chef?
A chef.
Yep. Yeah, chefs have a thing now.
Maybe it's the hat.
No, I
you
think
know,
it's the
big
tattoos
puffy white. No,
and also
not.
Who's making dinner. A chef is always something like food porny. Yeah. Engineer? Oh, smart. Entrepreneur? Everybody likes
okay.
something. This is vague.
Yeah.
Something in marketing. And,
really?
And also vague, something artistic. No. N-O. No artistic. You know what artistic means?
In trouble.
Poor.
Unemployed.
That means waiter.
Yeah. French for unemployed. That's right. Anyway, so those are the jobs. So if you want to be more attractive to the opposite sex, change your major now. And there you have it.
Okay. Listen, we got the LBF's big report on dirty laundry coming up at 7:45 this morning. And besides the new baby, the new royal baby, we do have some other very important things we'll be covering for you this morning.
Yes, we do. We actually have, I actually have some information on Melissa McCarthy and paying gigs and what Macaulay Culkin refuses to do.
Ooh.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, let's hop right on the dirty laundry basket and get into the dirty laundry report this morning. Where are we going
to
start?
Okay, it's LBF, and it's brought to you by Neighborhood Health Plan. Here's the dirty laundry. First, we're going to get to The Rock Has a Pebble. Melissa McCarthy doesn't mind doing this for money. And some Prince news. But what does Macaulay Culkin, Kevin from Home Alone, refuse to do? Well, he was on Ellen yesterday, and he was talking about being kid actor and Home Alone, and here's what he had to say.
So when it comes on, which it comes on, I'm sure, every Christmas, every Thanksgiving, you don't watch it?
No, not really.
And you don't go out of the house during that time?
Yes, I definitely don't. Yeah. It's my season.
Yeah.
Look, yeah, yeah.
It's Macaulay season.
Yes, it's Macaulay. It's Macaulay season. So, I try to go out like less and less around
that
time of year.
Do people come up to you and want you to put
do
your hands on
thing?
Your face?
Yes.
Oh, my God. What do you say to them?
He's like, no.
Yeah.
It's not easy being Macaulay Culkin, I don't think. And he's 37 years old now.
He still looks like he's eight.
Yeah, he still looks like he's eight. He's been in the spotlight. He has weird parents. And
maybe he could just, recite some lines for those people from some of his other
That's like, you know, it's like a dance monkey sort of thing. Yeah, like, I don't know.
Is that a little throwing some shade on Macaulay Culkin.
What's your problem?
He's a successful actor, Lauren.
Yes, he is. He also does commercials. Yeah. He's also really rich.
Friends with Michael Jackson, you know.
Yeah, well, anyway, all right, so.
They don't talk so much anymore.
No, they don't. Hey, you guys. The Rock Johnson and his girlfriend, Lauren.
Hashin.
Sib Hashin's daughter.
Yes.
Local guy.
From Boston.
From Boston.
Yep. The band.
The band.
You know Sib Hashin, don't you?
I knew Sib a little bit. I was on community auditions with him. And remember I had my Goodwill Boston album. I ran into him at Sports World. And
he signed that for you, didn't he?
He did sign it. He used to work there for Phil.
I feel like The Rock and I could have been together because his girlfriend's name is Lauren, and she's from around here. So I just feel like we have a lot
sense.
Of things
yeah.
in
wow,
common.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, that's a
boy,
good connect.
It almost happened. Good it was connect. So close. Yeah.
Me, in my mind, it's super close.
Would you want to give birth to The Rock's baby, though? He's a large human being.
Well, I'm going to leave that one alone. Anyway, he had a daughter. Tiana Gia Johnson came into this world like a force of nature, and mama labored and delivered like true rock star, The Rock had tweeted. And they have another child together, Jasmine, who's two. The Rock also has a daughter from a previous relationship. She is 16-year-old Simone, so congratulations. Dwayne, could have been me. Melissa
did you
McCarthy.
See the picture? Did you see the picture of The Rock without
with
the shirt?
Shirt, yeah.
With
I did.
The baby, the
yeah.
skin to skin.
I felt
thing.
Very conflicted. I was like, oh, look at the cute baby. Oh my God, look at The Rock. It was weird. It was a weird juxtaposition of like stuff. So I'm just going to bury that and not think about it. All right, Melissa McCarthy says she's going to do, she says it's okay to do this for money.
What?
Well, what do you think it is? Basically, it's taking a job. It's like, you know, the time will come when she's going to be like, does anybody need me to sell cheese slices? And
oh, she'll when do she's going to be Macaulay Culkin.
Because just give me a paycheck. Why do you hate on poor Kevin from Home Alone? Did you not like
him?
Did you think he was bratty? Were you like, did you identify with Joe Pesci in that movie?
Exactly.
Monster?
Precisely.
Okay.
I thought he was better in Uncle Buck.
Yeah, I do too. He was excellent in that. So anyway, Melissa McCarthy is not above doing stuff for, like, just doing movies for money. You know, Francis Ford Coppola admits that he did The Godfather Part 3 just for the money.
It showed, too.
I know.
It definitely showed.
Vern Troyer, he died of alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, what a shame.
Yeah, that's really sad. And finally, Prince news. I know that we listened to that drop from him singing Nothing Compares to You, which he had written and then gave to, what's the Pope lady? Oh, my God. Sinead O'Connor. Yeah. Yep. Oh, my God. It's happening, you guys.
Lady.
I'm losing
Wow,
it.
She just had a...
Yeah. I've seen your moment. Yeah. It's coming out September 28th, and I'm really kind of excited. People are very negative about this because they think it's coming from the vault, but I think that if that Nothing Compares to You drop really has any indication of what this album will be like, I'm very excited.
What's wrong with it coming from the vault?
Yeah. Check WROR.com if you want to hear it, too.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to try to give away $1,000 in cash right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Our player this morning is Kevin Smith. Kevin is a job placement expert from Woburn, Massachusetts. He's on the line right now. Kevin, welcome to Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Lauren. How are you?
I'm doing just fantastic. Thank you very much. Kevin, here's what's going to happen to you this morning. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within 1 minute. You will hear the ticker in the background, and it's a buzzer that will go off at the end of 60 seconds. If you do not know the answer to a question, we urge you to say immediately, pass, move on. We get through all of them within 60 seconds or before. We'll go back and pick up any of the ones that you've missed, time allowing. So, are you ready to win a grand in 60 seconds?
I am ready.
You feeling confident?
I feel good, yes.
3, 2, 1, go.
Spell the word pizza.
P-I-Z-Z-A.
What is the legal drinking age in Las Vegas?
21.
In the movie Pretty in Pink, who plays Andy Walsh?
Pass.
True or false? Besides water, coffee is the most consumed beverage in the world.
True.
The play Macbeth was originally written by whom?
Shakespeare.
In a game of poker, what hand is higher, a straight or a flush? The lyric, I want your horror, I want your disease, are from what Lady Gaga song?
Pass.
What an Australian Kelpie is what kind of animal?
Dog.
What was Family Ties character Alex Keaton's middle initial?
P.
You can purchase 14 tickets for $21 at a museum. How much is one ticket?
$1.50.
Okay, let's go to what in the movie Pretty in Pink, who plays Andy Walsh?
Time is up. However, you did get 6 of these correct, so we do have a consolation prize, and we'll tell you what that is right after we recap.
Okay, the movie Pretty in Pink. Who plays Andy Walsh? Molly Ringwald. True or false, besides water, coffee is the most consumed beverage in the world? False. Tea is. In a game of poker, what hand is higher, a straight or a flush? A flush is higher. The lyric, I want your horror, I want your disease, is from the song Bad Romance. But all in all, really good showing.
Very good. And for you, a pair of tickets to see Sticks with Joan Jett.
Consolation prizes here.
It's
we're fancy.
Great consolation prize. Sticks and Joan Jett together. And it's June 27th, Blue Hills Bank Pavilion. Tickets are on sale right now at LifeNation.com. And if anybody else, you think you got what it takes to win a grand in 60 seconds, enter. Log on to WRR.com. In the meantime, Kevin, have a great time at the concert. Thank you very much for playing the game today. And most importantly, thanks for being Hey, thanks for being a member of the nation, okay? Have a good one.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Yes, good morning and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. Now, this is the segment of the program that we call 3 Things You Need to Know Today. So we find out that the price of lobster is going up. So LBF decides what we need to do
is do some
research here. And, yeah. What's that?
Super high.
Yeah, I know. Really,
like
really
high. Like a $47 lobster roll.
Whoa. So we decide, okay, we're going to have to do a little research here and, find out what the problem is and all this sort of thing. And she comes back with completely bogus research because she's telling us things about lobster that has nothing to do with why the price is going up. But she just thinks that she's sick. That's the problem.
I'm not sick. I am actually educating you. I'm going to make you not want to eat a $47 lobster roll.
Okay.
I'm helping you. Okay. I am helping you because lobster is yummy, but I'm about to ruin everything for you. Okay. Three things you need to know about lobster.
Okay, number one.
Probably didn't need to know.
Yes. Okay, I understand. Yes.
Okay, what do lobsters eat? Question is, what don't they eat? Their favorite snacks include crabs, clams, mussels, starfish.
I must be a lobster.
Yes, small fish, sea urchins, marine worms.
They're like the cockroach of the sea. Right?
Exactly.
They've been known to become cannibalistic and eat other lobsters.
Ooh.
And they're a bottom feeder. They'll pretty much eat everything and anything, even if it's dead.
Hmm.
Okay.
So, yep.
Haven't turned me off yet.
Okay. Do lobsters have teeth? You'd think with all those claws and
legs. I don't
think
so.
You're wrong, sir.
They do. Huh?
They
really?
Have teeth in their stomachs. The teeth, they look similar to 3 molars, are called the gastric mill.
That must be an interesting visit to the dentist.
If I had a restaurant, that's what I'd call it, the gastric mill, with a big lobster tooth right in the front.
Really?
Here's the best part, okay, you guys? Here's the best part.
Okay, now here's what the rest of you sickos have been waiting for.
How do lobsters do it?
Lobster loving.
All right, because I didn't know they did it. I was like,
what do you think, little baby lobster?
I don't know. I just didn't really think that far ahead.
Is there a lot of pinching?
Yeah, we'd have to get all those legs. Anyway.
He wouldn't keep his claws off of me.
See those bruised lobsters.
Oh, my God.
Okay, here's what happens. You ready? Picture it. Under the sea.
Under the sea.
The female lobster picks a mate.
Yeah.
You know, looks across the bottom feeding floor and says, you, you with the dead starfish in your mouth, you're for me.
Over here, over
here. Then she stands. This is what they wrote. I don't know if she gets on her two, her eight legs or whatever it is. She stands outside his den, much like a stalker.
Stalking, stalking.
And releases her scent in a stream of urine, because that's attractive.
Wow. That is, isn't it? Yes.
Which, did you know, beguiles the male. The female then raises her claws. Well, the claws in her hair in the air like she just don't care. Wow. And places them on his head.
Oh, get out of town.
Fascinating. Oh. To let him know she's ready. Well, look at
that'll
that.
Do it.
Yeah, who knew? then they enter his den because she doesn't want to mess up hers.
Yep,
and
yep.
Sometime after.
Yes.
Crying a flash. Anyway, on, there's
you just got to the good part.
A few hours to several days later.
Ooh,
days.
Wow.
Wow.
I must be listening to Sting.
The
really.
Female molts.
Probably, yeah.
And then they mate. That seems really messy. But
no kidding.
Whatever. And then the
Then how long does it take her to grow a new shell?
Well, the female stores the sperm for many months, and then they have a baby. Huh. Yes. That's it. They really didn't get to the end of it. It's probably too gross to even print in the newspaper.
And all that's $49 a pound?
$49 a pound, and there you have it. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just letting you know, that's exactly their bottom feeding, and they do it for days. So you really want to eat that?
Nope, that's enough information for me. Okay.
I'm still in.
It depends on how much butter's involved in this thing. Yeah. You know, because a lobster is actually only a delivery system
for
butter.
Just enough butter to mask that urine.
That's
oh,
right.
God.
Okay, well, now you know.
And maybe that isn't butter after all.
Okay, and
oh my God.
Bon appetit, everybody.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, here's your story for the day. You make the decision on this. Is this wrong, wrong, wrong? So there's this lady, and her name is Crystal Tadlock. She's a resident of Colorado, and she goes on vacation to France. So she's flying back from France last week, and she's on a Delta flight. There's a direct flight from Paris to Denver. You know, pretty long flight.
Yeah.
So before she gets off the flight, as they're flying back, you know how you get the snacks on the airlines, you know? So they pass out apples.
They do?
They passed out, you know, fresh apples on the plane. And so she thinks, oh, that's nice. I'll save it for later. She sticks it in her purse. And then she forgets about it. They land. They get off. Now they got to go through customs in Denver. So they're going through customs, and she has to, you know, open up and show, you know, all the luggage and all of everything. And the guy says, hey, how was your trip to France? Was it expensive? And she says, yeah. This is the customs official. And she says, yeah, it was. And he says, well, it's about to get more expensive because I'm fining you $500 for bringing fresh fruit into the country. Okay, so first of all, you realize the guy's got to be a smartass to put it like that. But then, don't you think this is completely wrong? Even though it was still wrapped in the Delta packaging, you know, the little tissue with Delta
on
it.
Sure, yeah.
And so they said, nope, you can't bring fresh fruit into the country. Well, if she'd eaten 2 minutes before she got off the plane, she's still bringing it in. You know,
oh, right.
So does she have to pay cash, or does she put it on her Amex, and then you can dispute the charges?
That's a brilliant idea.
That's what I would have done. I'm like, all right, here you go.
So
I'm
what do you think?
Never getting it.
What do you think? Would you take this to court?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Why couldn't you just throw it out then?
Because it already was brought in the country? That's what I'm...
Yeah, he said you violated the law.
Seriously?
But she didn't declare it, right? That was her
right,
mistake?
Yeah.
That's awful.
Make some declarations
declare. I have this apple.
Is that
how you do
it? A lot of cold nights in Star.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
Are they going to just say, no, you don't have to pay it? Or is she really having to take them to court? Like the guy...
I don't know, because I think a judge would throw it. I think a judge would throw it on appeal, of course.
That's an apple. That's funny.
Not necessarily. Okay, speaking of apples.
That guy at the airport was just a bad seed.
Yeah, you're probably right. Rotten to the core, right?
Oh, this could go on.
Okay, we forget. We're sorry. Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.